This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 28, 2026. Anara's $48 million close for its North African Impact Fund is nearly at its $50 million target, and the EU public institutions backing it shape how we should read this news. This isn't just about the money, it's about who's giving it. The EU's involvement implies a level of scrutiny and expectation around impact. For a builder or operator looking to tap into this fund, the implication is that they should be prepared to demonstrate a strong social or environmental impact alongside their business case. What does it take for a fund to really move the needle in a region, though? Holcim's $3 million climate tech fund for Southern Africa is a notable close, especially given the 10 startups they've already backed. The fact that they've been able to follow on with some of these companies suggests they're seeing promising traction. For an investor looking at climate tech in the region, the implication is that they should pay attention to the follow-on ratio and the types of startups being backed. In the mobility space, Spiro's $270 million round, with $55 million coming from China's NewTrails Capital, is a significant raise. But who's funding Africa's EV infrastructure is a more interesting question than the headline figure. It's about who's going to own the underlying assets and networks. For a company looking to build out EV infrastructure, the implication is that they should be thinking about their capital structure and who they're partnering with to deploy assets. Yesterday, we talked about local money funding half of African tech, and that theme continues with Blink's $37.1 million raise, but only $12.5 million of that is equity, with the rest coming from local debt. This tells us a lot about how consumer lenders are funding growth in 2026. For a fintech looking to scale, the implication is that they should be exploring debt financing options to fund their growth, rather than relying solely on equity. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaeza.